Be'ezus Hashem, Parshas Bahaloischa, Tov Shin Pei. Bahaloischa is a Neirois, Rashi brings, Kivan Shara Aaron, all the Karbonis of the Nesiim, Chol Shadaitoi. Omalek, Kodesh Baruch, Uchayecha, Shalcha Gedoyla Mishalahen. Ula, you could be Mefarish, Poshet, Chayecha means a notion of Shavua. But there's another Nusach over here, Chayecha, Hashem says, I see to Aaron that it's so important to you, you had such Chalisha Sadas, that's a gate they're on in the Leban, that it makes it so important to you that you had a Chalisha Sadas, that's how important it is, then Shalcha Gedoyla Mishalachem. Because the Eberster is Mezakeh, in Ruchnius, Kefi, the Chukah and the Ratzon of the Adam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Aaron, the reason you Zoicha to the Neiris is because I saw Chayecha, I saw how important it was to you that you mamish felt as if it's your entire life. The Bechina of Chayei Oilam Nota B'Soichenu. Ad Kedei Kacha was important for you, Memeloi, that's why you're going to be Zoicha. Bayas Kein Aaron Lahagid Shvachi Shal Aaron Shaloi Shino. There are so many different shot, and what does it mean Shaloi Shino? One shot is the Chasam Sofer says we know that Aaron was given the Menorah. Menorah is a school of the Torah. On the other hand is the Avoid of the Ketores. The Ketores is a school of Ashiris. Now Aaron most of the days could have chosen to do Menorah, but once Ulai to do Ketores, you can't do both. It's the same time to do the Ketores and get it to school of Ashiris. And no, Vayas Kein Aaron Lahagit Shvachish Al Aaron Shaloi Shina. Not even once did he go to the Ketores. He always went for the Menorah. That's what we say. Toivli Toires Picha Me Alfis Over Kesef. That the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos with Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, he says, "Afilu ato neteinli elef alfi din rezov, ein anidor ele b'makim toira." That he's boicher b'toira, not b'kesef rezov. It's not one or the other. The Hainu, if the choice is to be an amoritz and have zov and kesef, or a talmud chacham and not have zov and kesef, it's even if on both started to be a talmud chacham, but to be a talmud chacham without zov and kesef, or a Talmud Chacham with Zav HaKesef, but the option of without Zav HaKesef is for one Knech, one more Havana, one more Toisefes Pshat in the Rambam. Toivli Toiras Picha Me'alfi Zav HaKesef, even for one Mashu of Torah, for one morsel of Torah. Aaron was Shaloi Shina, only Menorah, no Ketoiras at all. We know that the Segula of Sandakoyis to Hashiris is because a Sandak by Brismila is like the Ketoiras, as always brought down, and that's why the Ketoiras was a Segula for Hashiris, so Sandak is a Segula for Hashiris. They once asked the Stipler, he was many times a Sandak. They said, where was the school of Niskayim? And he pointed, some say he pointed to his son, Reb Chaim. Some say he pointed to the Skilas Yaakov, to the Svarim that he wrote. So I don't know if he meant that the Zchus of having to be able to write those Svarim of the Kilas Yaakov, or he meant, no, that's his Parnassah. He was Misparnas because he sold the Svarim. And he said that was the Ashiris, that he's Misparnas all day selling the Kilas Yaakov. That's how it was Niskayim. Another Pshat, the Malbim and others explain, Vayas, Kain, Aaron, Malamich, Leshino. We know that the Or HaGonos, the Kaddish Baruch Hu was Goynes the Or. And where was he Goynes it? In the Torah or in the Menorah. The Or of the Menorah has the Or HaGonos. And that is a fascinating idea. It says in the beginning of Bereshis, Vayomer Elikim Yehi Or, Vayhi Or. In Gans Bereshis, it says, Vayomer Elikim Yehi Rakiya, Vayhi Chain. Vayhi Chain, Vayhi Chain. On every Chalik Shlav of the Bria, it says Vayhi Chain. But over here by Or, it doesn't say Vayomer Elikim Yehi Or, Vayhi Chain. It says Vayomer Elikim Yehi Or, Vayhi Or. Why? Because the Eberste Be'etzim wasn't Vayhi Kain. The Eberste's original plan was that the Ur should be in the Bria. Vayomer Elikim Yehi Or, that the Bria should be Mali this Ur Ruchni. But it wasn't Vayhi Kain, because the Eberste saw that it wasn't Kedai and he was Goynezit Latzadikim. So it was only Vayhi Or. Where was he Goynezit? In the Menorah. Vayas Kain Aharon. The Vayhi Kain, Azovias at Kedav Zayin, the way it was supposed to be in the Bria. Vayhi Kain, Vayas Kain Aharon. Aaron was Taka Megala that there was that Ur. Malamit Shaloi Shina. Meloshina means that he did it every single day. Tmidim kesidram, kol yoim v'yoim. But you see here the koyach of hergel, that every day to do the same thing again and again and again is makne a person a koyach, powerful koyach of hergel. With koyach of hergel, a person could kamat get anything. There's kamat nothing that's worth it. That's kedai for that you can't be koyna if you do it with hergel. And mitzad sheni, taka, without hergel, you never coin anything. Kenzan, you'd rather do things, but it's not a kinyan. Hergel is a powerful tool that kamat, you could be coin anything, and there's nothing worth being coin if not for hergel. But also for the inyan of hergel, a person has to have a hergel. You have to be margal yourself, taka, to do tog teglecha, melamed shaleishina, every single day. Another pshat, the Chasam Sofer says, Vayas kein aroin. Hadloka is kosher bizarre. And Aaron was given the din of the Hadlokas Neiris. And even though Lechaira, it was Bay B'yoyim, he had a big Evel. His sons were Nifter. Maybe he should have been Mevatu, the Derech of the Ovel, B'derech Klal. is to be mechaba aner. And afal pike no, Aaron shaloi shina, even on the day of the Ovel, with the bechina of Kohen Gadol, vayas kein Aaron melamed shaloi shina, that he blibed with that darga, not to be mishane, and to continue making the oir, shaloi yetze min amikdosh. The hainu, in any matziv, it was a shvera matziv. A person has to know that dafken is shvera matziv. He can be misgaber, and then, not in spite of the matzif, to learn starker and to be starker and to try to be mayor himself with the Eira Torah. Dafka, in that matzif where he is, it's a specific opportunity that he's able to get to that darga, to be able to use the fact that he's in such a situation to continue and try to grow, and dafka grow stronger because of the matzav that he's in. That's Nichlal also in Vayas Kein Aaron, where Baruch Hashem, the Eivishter in Tov Shin Pei, was mezak us with this wonderful Nisoyen, how we have to be oimid in it. And it's Vayas Kein Aaron, Melamed Shaleshina, the power of being able to continue every single day doing the exact same thing. Shmua Shamati, that Rav Osher Arieli Shlita is saying the Shir, every day it's recorded, he says it avada without a tzibur. But he says it in the shir room. He doesn't do it from his home. He goes to the shir room with the hundreds of shtenders, empty. But he sits in the same place. Melamed shaloi shina. There's no shina whatsoever. He's mamshich tok teglich. I can say on a personal note, 14 years ago, when I wasn't well, I had a machla. And a few people told me, maybe it's kedai to take a break. You'll maybe take off for a few months. You'll get back chizik afterwards. Rav Osher would have passed this. He told me, he said, no, he says, there's no shinui. Everything's going to be exactly the same. Tok teglich, there's a shir, there will be a shir, sometimes it will be shver, but melamed shaloi shinui, that was the whole vort, that there's no shinui, everything is exactly as it used to be, be'ezer Hashem, to be mamshech vayter. That's that bechina, and that's what holds a person through, vayas kein aaron, melamed shaloi shinui. Now it's interesting, it says, Dabar el Aaron, Aaron is given the tzivu of the hadlokas neiris, l'chayru, the Gemara says in Yuma, hadloka bizark sheira. The hatovas haneiris has to be dafka with a kohen. But the hadloka doesn't need Aaron, the hadloka doesn't need kohen godel, the hadloka doesn't even need a kohen. Hadloka sheira bizar. The Meshechachma says that after the reason over here it's mudgash Aaron is because maybe there was a din chinuch. Maybe there was a din chinuch on the menorah, and the ershamol maybe was taka supposed to be with a kohen, mitzad being mechanach the menorah. An interesting thought. But it's a Meir de Gezach, this Vasemesh tells other, this farm, they talk about it, that Hadlokas Ner is the heart of the Iker, Hatova is only a Hechsher to prepare the Menorah for the Hadloka. And yet we see that in the Hatova, which is the Hachana, is even more powerful than the mitzvah itself. The Hatova needs to be Dafka with a Koyin, the Hadloka doesn't need to be with a Koyin. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Lagabi Hadloka, he says, Hadloka Ksheira Bezor, but only if the Zor is Madlik Michutz. You bring out the Menorah Lachutz, then the Zor is Madlik it. And then it's lechatchila kosher bazar. The Ravid is choylik be'emes Reb Chaim and Sefer. There's a Reb Chaim here. He says, at kama that you would be madlik inside the mikdash, then taka there's a mile of koyin mitzad the hadloka in the mokum where it is. But at kama that you're doing the hadloka outside and you're only going to bring in the menorah afterwards, then there's bechlal no mile of koyin and it's kosher even bazar. It says behaloyscha that there was three miles that they would go up in order to be behen madlik umetiv. There's a shtikel ha'ara Aaron hakoyin. Aaron and Moshe Shkulimheim, Aaron Ibazoy is also 10 Amis tall. Aaron doesn't need the milas to go up to be able to light the menorah. Also, they asked Bechlal, any kohen that would go up these milas, what happened to Kedushas Ritzpah? L'chor, the Avoid is only kosher on Kedushas Ritzpah. Otto, when he goes up on those three steps, he doesn't stand in the Ritzpah Sahazar and the Ritzpah Sahechel. Why is it considered a kiyam of Ritzpah? If it's part of the Ritzpah, it was Tuffel. You have to know the Donu Bazeh Achrayim. In the Hemshech Aparsha, you have Umi ben chamishim shana yaitze mitzvah avoda that the Levi works up till age 50 and then v'sheiris es echov. The bar tenura in the pirish and mishnayis ovis perikhei and mishnah chaf aleph. The mishnah says ben esrim lirdoi v'chulei ben chamishim leitza. Ben chamishim leitza says the bar tenura. This is what it means. So when a Levi first he does avoda for all those years and ben chamishim shana then he stops. V'lo yavid oy v'sheiris es echov. What's the sheirut that he's doing then? What's the service that he's doing for them after the age of 50? He gives them an Eitzah. And the Mefarshim explain, what's the Eitzah that a person could give after a person's 50 years old? A person learns from mistakes, a person learns from experience. Dafka, when he's 50 and he went through already and he sees what he should have done, could have done, didn't do, would have done, all of those things, that's when a person is able to do, with a hindsight, to be able to look back and be able to give an Eitzah. That's Ben Chamishim le'Eitzah. You have here of the Parsha Pesach Sheni, and they came to ask for Pesach Sheni, and it says, "V'ha'ish asher hu tahor uvaderech loyhaya matu mishmei the Rabbi Kiva Eger. A person's ruchnius is tak in the base medrash. This dar, this year, we was zeichah that everyone in his house was able to make a base medrash. We said over always, the Kloisenberg Rebbe used to say, V'haim lo yadu deruchoy, the deruchim of Hashem is lav davka to be makayim in the haim. It's better to go into the base medrash. But now we was zeichah kolechot ve'echot al mekoimoy with the kedushas hasneh, the kedushas hamokoy, that in his mokim was in the base medrash. But certainly, as Akaponim, Rabbi Kivega says that the soid for hatzloch is taka to blive in the base medrash. So he says, V'ish asher hu tahar, who is that? Uvaderech loy haya. That he didn't go on the derech, he didn't travel, he stayed in the base medrash. A similar nusach I heard b'shem the goy in the same word, but the nigin of the words are different. V'ish asher hu tahar uvaderech, you think it's possible? Loy haya, there's no such thing. The ikur steiging is taka, b'toicha base medrash. That's where Rabbi Yosef ben Kisman, the Mishnah says, afilu at the nois nikol kesef. And over there, what happened in that Mishnah? Bemis, the Mishnah starts off, Pam achas ayisi mahalach baderech. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisman says, one time I went on a derech right away, that I was chapped. Someone tried to be meshachnea me, to convince me to maybe go to other places. Best is blithed in the Beis Medrash. But you have later in the parasha when it's describing Bemis, the Klal Yisrael, it says, Al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisou. Meir de Kazach, the Satmar Rebbe said, a taich over here. We know that the Gemara says in Tainis that on one hand, when you holchei derochim, you're supposed to always also learn Torah. But on the other hand, the Gemara says that no, because if you go on the derech, you can get lost, and you can get toya bedrochim. So the Gemara says it's a steer. The Gemara says Yitak is supposed to learn migris v'holi yuni, meaning on the derech, you're supposed to learn b'kiyas, not b'iyin. If you learn b'iyin when you're going on the derech and you're in charge of the derech, so then it's you'll get farblunjit. You'll get farblunjit in the sugya, you'll get farblunjit in the derech. It's not because I don't learn b'iyin. Or but says the Satmar Rebbe, that wasn't when the Yidden were in the midbar. When the Yidden were in the midbar, it was al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yiso. They were in Hashem's hands. It wasn't the beginning of traveling. They were called kulei always b'toycha anonim. They were able to learn B'in the entire time. Al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yiso. That's in Mechukai say teilechu, even in the lechtecha baderech. If a person's able to, you're on a bus, you're on a boat, you're on something, you're able to, if you're not the one driving, you're not the one in charge, then you're able to live and learning. You don't have to just take along a pocket mishnayos or something. You can blive and learn in Himbamshech, the haravanya of the same haravanya of the sugya. Say over the story, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, on the way back, after they were in Shanghai, they were going there, then traveling to America, I think. And they were on a boat, and the oilam was lost. It was 1946. We're talking, it's after the Milchama. Everyone was sarblanjit. Everyone had lost their families, and everything is lost. There was a bachur standing on the railing of the ship. And he said, where are we? We're in the middle of nowhere. Where are we? And Reb Chaim, it's Yadua, on the boat, he made a kuntris shmeitzah the svinza. He wrote a kuntris on Shev Shmeitzah called Shmeitzah the svinza. So anyways, this bachur said, where are we? And Reb Chaim said, Vosei, Shmeitzah Gimel, Perek Zayin. That's where we're up to. That's where he was ligging and learning. It was the beginning always of Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. There's a story with Reb David Mann, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rashiv in Kfar Chassidim. He was very sick, L'Besayf Yomav. He was once in the hospital, he lived in the north. He was in Rambam Hospital. He didn't even realize, he was unconscious, they had taken him. And he woke up, he was already, he was not exactly coherent. And he asked, where am I? They said, you're in Rambam. He said, Velcha Rambam! Which Rambam? Which Rambam? He wanted to talk, he's heard Rambam, he wants to talk and learning in a Rambam. That's when a person is living entirely in a Bechina of Torah, of Al Pi Hashem Yachal, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. It says in the Hemshech of the Parashah, Vayihi bin Soya Ha'oroin. There's the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. The Gemara says that these psukim of Vayihi bin Soya Aron is a sefer bifnei atzmi. They say it's according to one man, the Omer, Chotzva Amudei HaShiva, that there are not Chamishuchim Shetara, there are seven sforim, because Bamidbar itself, from the Tchilas Bamidbar to Vayihi bin Soya itself is a sefer bifnei atzmi, and then there's the end of Bamidbar, plus Bereishis, Shmoyis, Vayikra, Dvarim, altogether Chotzva Amudei HaShiva. I was over MS Frechter Rishash over there, then there's Chavov Sifrei Tanach. Good, Akasha. But that's Chotzva Abudah Shiva. The Nesivis Shalom explains, he says, because this parasha of Ayibin Sayarin is these two psukim is explaining the Yisoid of how a person's supposed to go through travels and the travails of life, how he's able to be oimed in the Nesoyin. He says, that's a safer Bifnei Atzmai. That sugya of when the going gets tough, the tough get going, that when you've been Soya and Afal Pikein to blibe, Uvenucha Yoyim Ashuva, to be able to kasei the league in the matzav that you are, no matter what's traveling, what's been getting thrown at you, and whatever is being thrown al haklal v'al prat, that limud to be able to be oimed and noiseya, but to be live oimed and live steiging is a sefer bifnei atzmai. The Gemara says that there are two nun hafuchos. The emes is there's a whole tshuvas noy de Yehuda. We have in our sfarim a separate nun, pashut, an upside down nun at the beginning and at the end. But according to some achronim, it's the nun of binisoya. The nun of binisoya is supposed to be upside down, as well as the nun of uvenuchai. or of Misoinen that it says afterwards, those nuns are upside down. But we have no, the nuns of the word itself is Kitsurasai, and we separately write another nun, a nun hafucha. But the purpose of that nun is to show that there's nun shari bina in this parsha, also to show that this mokim is the parsha, it's not here, it's only laharchik bain, lahafrid bain peronis laperonis. Really, the mokim of this parsha is 50 parshiyos back, because 50 parshiyos back is in the beginning of Bamidbar when it talks about Venosa Oyel Moyed Machan Alavim. It's talking about Vayehib and Soya Haaren. Kipshute, when the Torah in Parshas Bamidbar describes the Tzura of the Masois, it says it. It belongs over there. That's really where the Vayehib and Soya Haaren belongs. Now, the Nun Hafucha, the upside down Nun, the Kli Yokar says, Achanorov here, a fascinating word. He says, a Nun is a fish. Nuno in Aramaic is a fish. Now, a fish always swims against the current. A fish always swims against the current. That's what the upside down fish is representing. That a yid always fights and swims against the current, not to be swept along by Ibn Soya, but to go and try to go in the right direction. If you let yourself just go back towards the shore, it doesn't make a difference. Now, it doesn't make a difference how fast you're swimming or how slow or in what context, but at least in the right direction, it shouldn't be a nun hafucha. When it was Tina Kabe Reyach ni Beis HaSefer, they were a nun hafucha. They weren't going in the way that a fish is not supposed to plod along and go forge ahead. Yeah, later on in the parasha, it's interesting, it says, Zocharnu es hadogo asher noichal b'mitzrayim chinom. Now it's very weird. Zocharnu, Lashon Avar, es hadogo asher noichal, that we will eat. They already ate. So it's motto from the Goyin, I heard. The Goyin says that the fish that they ate in Mitzrayim had the time of Levyosom. So it's a charno es hadogo asher noichal. It's the time of the dog that Be'etzem lo'osud we're going to eat in the Sudas Levyosom. As I bring it from the Goyin, I saw in a few places, but I saw a different shot, but the same shtel, from the Michtav Sofer, the son of Asam Sofer, the Michtav Sofer, he says, first of all, he says, Zocharno is Lashon Ovar, and then noichal is osud. What's going on? He says, you don't understand? He says, they didn't eat fish in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, it says in the Hemshech Apostle, they ate kishuam, avatichim, chotzer, betzolam, and shumam, all these hard things. And the Yidden are complaining and correcting and saying, when we ate the Kishuim and the Avatiach in Mitzrayim, we remember already then, Zocharnu then, that we're going to eventually eat Levyosin. They're remembering that that Shverkait in Mitzrayim, what kept them going b'shaitam, is that they were misboinen about the dog that they were going to eat, not that they didn't eat fish in Mitzrayim. The Goyin is saying, the gross pshat is, that the fish they ate in Mitzrayim had time of Yosanin. The Michtav Sofer says, no, they didn't eat fish b'chlal. They're reminiscing about the avatich that they ate, and that when they ate it, they had said that they're remembering that they're going to eat as soon as Levyosin afterwards. Okay, we'll go back a little bit. We had in the parasha, the sugya of Pesach Sheni, a little bit, as a noisei farzach, the parasha of Pesach Sheni, vayiyu anoshim. Asher hoyu tmeim lenefesh odom. The Gemara says in Sukkot Daf Chafei, oysam anoshim mihoyu. Who were these people? So one shot is it was noisei aroyne shel Yosef hoyu, divrei Yosef Aglili. The ones that were carrying the aron of Yosef. Why dafki Yosef? They were carrying all the aroynes of the Shvatim. There's a Mishnah Melech that says that be'etzem someone, a guf after hundreds of years, could be that it's already not matam of the mace. Dafki Yosef was mummified in an oifen that the guf remained mamish b'tzurosoi, and that's why Bezunder Aroyne shel Yosef is makabel tumah. Zoi written the achroinim. Akopana, that's one shot. That's Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Mishol, Vel Tzofen Hoyu, Shehoyu Oiskin B'Nodav Aviyu. The ones with Nodav and Aviyu were Nifter, they were the ones that were told to take out the guf of Nodav and Aviyu. Rabbi Yitzchak is the third time, he asks on the first Upshatim. He says, Im Noisei Aroyne shel Yosef Hoyu, Hoyu Choylem Lutar. These people are coming and saying that they're Tomei for Pesach. Pesach is Tesvav Nisan. This is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They still have time. They still have time since the last Maso, when they left over the Aron Shal Yosef. They have time to be Matar. Mishol Vel Tzofen was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was by Yom HaShmini. They have time to be Matar. Ella, rather, Zok Rabbi Yitzchak, Oiskin Bebeis Mitzvah Hoy Shechol Shvi Yishlan Be'er of Pesach. It happens to be someone, some of the people that had a Meis Mitzvah that they dealt with, and they dealt with it on Ches Nisan. And therefore, Taka, Boy Bayoim of Erev Pesach, they realized that they're still not going to be able to be Mak of the Korban Pesach. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a Taina, La Mani Gora. So it's very interesting. I saw someone say that maybe Rabbi Kiva holds that the story of the Parsha of Shmini Lamiluim wasn't Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We know the Gemara says, Asara and Atari, it's not Lo Yisayim, that it was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But maybe Rabbi Kiva holds it was on Ches Nisan. But upon him, that's Rabbi Yitzchak Shita, and he says that it was Tamazay Noisei, it was people that were Metamal Meis Mitzvah, but upon him, they came with this complaint. And therefore, it was nesakin for them again, Pesach Sheni. It was neschadish lidin of Pesach Sheni. So a little bit of room, the inyan of Pesach Sheni. We'll touch upon a few nekudas. These are big sugis, but we'll give it to Ima of some of the inyanim. The Mishnah says in Pesachim Daf Tzadikei, Ma bein Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. What's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Zok the Mishnah Harishon Osir Bebal Yiro. The Hasheni, chametz and matzah imay bebayis. During Pesach Sheni, you can have chametz and matzah in your house. Harisha in ton halal ba'achilosoi. Hasheni ain't oiton halal ba'achilosoi. There's no amiras halal when you eat it. But zevazeh ta'on halal ba'asiyoson. Avada both, Korban Pesach Rishon and Sheni, has halal when you're doing, when you're shechting. Peshach Shechita is halal, that's by Pesach Sheni as well. V'nechol and tzli, the din of tzli is by both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Al matzah sumeroyrim, v'doichen es ha-shabbos. It's interesting that the Tosefta over there in Pesachim brings a few other things that the Mishnah doesn't mention. Eilu dvarim shebein Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Gimel kitos, that Pesach Rishon was with three kitos, kahal adas v'yisrael, that wasn't by Pesach Sheni. Also the Chiyuv Karis, but that will cease soon as a machlokes if there's Chiyuv Karis on Pesach Sheni. And Chagiga Bo'imai, there's no Chagiga with Pesach Sheni. On the other hand, the Tosefta continues, but here's a list of things that apply, also that aren't in the Mishnah, that apply by Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni equally. It has to be a set Tomim Zohar Ben Shona, it's Nechel Tzli and not No Umevushel, that it's Doiches HaShabbos, Lino, and it brings a few other things. So we'll go through a few of the details. It says that by Pesach Sheni there's no Bal Yiroh. Now Rashi and Chumash says, but there's no Bal Yiroh. The Ein Yisr Chometz Ali Ima Bachi Losai. And the Menchas Chinuch reads this Rashi to say, there's no Yisr Chometz except while you're eating it. While you're eating the Korban Pesach Sheni, you shouldn't eat Chometz. Ein Yisr Chometz Ali Ima Bachi Losai. And the Menchas Chinuch tells, Vushtet, why can't you eat Chometz while you're eating the Korban Pesach Sheni? You want to say Stam because it's a Chatzitza in your mouth, so then not only you shouldn't eat Chometz, you shouldn't eat kartoffel, you shouldn't eat potato chips, whatever, you know, only Pesach Sheni. You don't want to have Dover Shus, Mavatel Dover Mitzvah, you call Yot. But that's not what the Midrash Rashi says. Rashi says Isur Chametz. Minchas Chinuch much is where this Isur Chametz is. It's Yedua B'Shem Rav Shach in his Gilyonis on the Minchas Chinuch. He argued on the Etzem Hanocha of the Minchas Chinuch. He says, no, Rashi is read differently. The Ein Isur Chametz. There's no Isur Chametz whatsoever. Ella, rather. Imay Machilosa. Even while you're eating it, there's no Wiloch Patlon. You're allowed to eat Chametz. That's a Bikuach, how to be Menagin, the Rashi. Another interesting Nechudah, the Svasemis speaks out, M'sochem Dat Peites. We know Korban Pesach, Pesach Rishon, it's the only Korban that after Yizrik the Dam, you do the Avoida, but there are called Yizrikas Dam is Matir, and after Yizrikas Dam, you're allowed to eat the Basar. But Korban Pesach has a special din, it's not Nechel only Balayla, any Nechel Ela Balayla, you have to wait till the Laila. Says this Fasemis, that's not true by Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni could be eaten Ben Harbaim also. Could be that's the Pshat of the Minig that we eat Matzah as a Zecher for Pesach Sheni on Yidalit Iyar. I mean, some people eat it in the morning, that I don't know, but if they eat Yidalit Iyar in the afternoon, people ask, what do you mean, but the Korban was Nechel at night? So they say maybe it's Zeichet to the Shechita, but Ken Zay, according to the Sfasemes, and he's Medayikin in the Rambam, very stark Kediyik in the Rambam, that the Rambam says, Bein Pesach Rishon and Bein Pesach Sheni have to be eaten sleep. And the Pesach Rishon can't be eaten until the night. That's a stark Medayik that Pesach Sheni doesn't have that Chaluk of it. You have to know also, there's a Machlekes Pesach Rishon if it's Tul Chatzois, or the entire night. You have to know what's the din by Pesach Sheni, Taka. If it's Nechel Kololayl, if you have that same Machlekes. Another din is Bikur, that there's a din that Korban Tomen and Korban Pesach have a din of Bikur Arba Yomim. It's the first in the Gemara that Pesach Sheni doesn't have Bikur. You don't have to be Mavakar, the Korban 4 days before. This leads to a famous shtel that in the Tshuvas, Chasam Sofer, Tshuva Yerudeya, Simen, Reish Lamed Gimel, when the Chasam Sofer writes the date at the beginning of the Tshuva, I don't remember what the Tshuva is about, but when he writes the date in the Tshuva there, he says, Yud Iyar Yoin Bikur Korban Pesach Sheni. Psh, Yud Iyar, the day of Bikur of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni doesn't have Bikur. It's a Pella, Kishkoga, Shiyotz, Lufne, Ashalat, Kemati, it's a Pella, Kenegar, Gemara. Some want to say that the Chasam Sofer was hinting that Bizman Azeh, if Mashiach will come between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and therefore there won't be Pesach Sheni regular, it will be a cold Klal Yisrael that could carve in Pesach Sheni, then there would be Bikur. It will be the Bechin of Pesach Rishon and Iyar. This that there's no Bikur is only when it's a Miyat of people bringing it. And that's what the Chasam Sofer maybe is alluding to in that Tshuva. Is there Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim by Pesach Sheni? It says that there's Hallel. There's no halal b'achilasi, there's only halal b'shchitasi. What about Tzipi Yitzias Mitzrayim? I once heard a pshat, it's a merit of the Kazakh. We say in the Haggadah, Yochel Merish Chodesh, Tamalei Mebayemahu. Iba Yoyimahu, Yochel Meboy Dioin, Tamalei Menoh, before Zeloy Amarati, Yelabas Manchesh Matzimor, Melochel Fanecha, Frexich the Kasha. It's not for now, there's a lot of twists into this Kasha, but Frexich the Kasha, so why do you need Bayoyimahu? It could go straight, Yochel Merish Chodesh, Tamalei Menoh, before Zeloy Amarati, Yelabas Manchesh Matzimor, Melochel Fanecha, Ken Zayin, it's coming to be Medayik, that even on Pesach Sheni, when you have Matzah Umar, it is Bavur Zeh. Still, there's no din of Sipur, because it's not Bayamahu. The Bayamahu is necessary to be Mamayit, that there's no din of Sipur by Pesach Sheni. You have to know, is there Haseba by Pesach Sheni? Is there Haseba by Pesach Sheni? Because you know, the Mishnah says in Pesachim, in Erevei Pesachim, Samach Leminchal Yoichal Oda Matzah Tekshach, it says Erevei Lashon Rabba. What's Erevei Pesachim? So Pachin, it can mean all the years, Erevei Pesachim of all the years. But there's a year to Erev Pesachim, not Erevei Pesachim, Erev Pesachim. So there's two Pesachim. What's the two Pesachim? So Tosafot says it means Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni.
Some say fast means Yom Tov Sheni, that in Chutz L'Aretz when they keep a second day, so on Yom Tov you shouldn't eat also before the second Seder night. But some say no, it means Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. But then it would be Meduik that Pesach Sheni also has the din of these dinim of Haseba. I mean, there's no din of Dalet Kaisis. Like if first Adam Dalet Kaisis, I don't think there's Dalet Kaisis by Pesach Sheni. Shvertz Gloibin. Shvertz Gloibin. Another interesting nekuda l'gabi Pesach Sheni is the din of Yochur Dover. We know that Bederek Klal, the Korban Pesach, is shechted after Chatzos. And the Gemara says why? Because Yochur Dover, Shenemar by Be'erev, Ubein Harbayim, Korban Pesach, it says Be'erev and Bein Harbayim, that's more late than the Talmud that just says Bein Harbayim. Tosfos asks, what do you need that for? Tepakle Todav Hashem, Todav Koidim. Explains Tosfos, no, that Avada, the Pashtas would have been, you would have shechted it before Talmud. Because Be'etzim is the din of Aloha Hashlein, not to shecht anything after the Korban Talmud. So you need a Bazundari Alfusa that Pesach is Nishchat after the Talmud. Toisus in Yuma Daf Kav Tes, we'll give you the headline of Amar Degazach. He says by Pesach Sheni you have a choice. You can choose to be mak shechted after the Talmud or before the Talmud. The Chartz Apella. If you're taka able to do it before, so then what's the heter to do it after? There's a din of Allah Hashlein. And if you're able to do it after, and that's taka the din. So what's supposed to do it before? That's not the din. There should be a din of Yochur Dover. What's the getter that Pesach Sheni has this in between status? One more nakuda about Pesach Sheni. We know there's a big machlekes tonight. It's a huge sugi there. We'll touch it a little bit. Lomay Rain game. The Mishnah has a machlekes, Rebbe, Reb Nosson, and Abchanani ben Akavi, and the sugi in Pesachim. When are you chayiv koris for not bringing a korban Pesach? Shitas Rebbe is chayiv koris ala rishon v'chayiv koris ala sheni. The haynu of b'meizid, you're not makrif korban Pesach rishon, then you chayiv koris already. No, you can save yourself by bringing a Pesach sheni. Past this, you can be oikr the koris if you are makrif the Pesach sheni, but only if you did. If you didn't, even if you're nidus. Lamais, it's too late. You already chayiv koris for the first one. But you could be oikr the koris. There's another pshat, no, that you're not chayiv koris unless you're taken mazed by both. There's another pshat, no, that you're chayiv koris on the first one, balikesh, you're chayiv koris. Another pshat is this is doch adin, a pesach sheni. That's the different shitas. But you have to know what's the status of this person if you learn the taka, you're chayiv koris for hazed berishay. But being makrifit besheni is going to be oikr the koris. So what's your status in between? You know, there's a dugma ledavar. There's a machlekes rambam ravid about the status of a person, the other mitzvah essay that you're chayiv koris on, mila. What's your status in the interim? If you end up doing it, so you're oikr that you weren't chayiv koris. It's a famous machlekes Rambam Ravid. Hilchas Mila Perak Aleph Lachabez, but it's not a tzushtel here. The Rambam and Ravid is by Mila, where at a kol reg of a rebbe, you have the opportunity to be mal yourself. Here, you're at an interim stage. Till your dalad year, you're stuck. There's nothing for you to do now. Even. On your dalad year, you're going to give me that opportunity to be one time opportunity to be oikr your koris. How do we look at it that way? Is it the same as the machlekes Rambam Ravid of a person that's not mohel? Ephraim, the Oymakad Dover, though, just to understand a little bit, it's a very fascinating thing. They came, Lomani Gora. So the Abbas said, I'll give you another opportunity. When did he give it to them? A month later. Why a month later? It takes 7 days to become Tar. Let him give it to them 7 days later. Why a month later? The Torah says, Pesach Sheni Regal Bifnei Atzmai. Pesach Sheni, again, some say it's only a Tashlum and the Rishon, that it's Oikar the Chorus of the first one, or a Takanta the Rishon. But there's another Bechin, it's a Regal Bifnei Atzmai. It was given in Chodesh Iyar. Pesach Sheni represents not the Tzaddik Mole, not the HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem for the Rishon Lachem, for the original Tzaddikim, but for the Baal Tshuva. And it's more than that. They had to initiate it. Had they not initiated it, wouldn't have been. They had to come from Dil Oymek and say, Lomani Gora. And then the Eberster gives it to them in Chodesh Iyar, not in Chodesh Nisan. Redo Bifnei Atzma. Chodesh Nisan is this Ru'ud Le'ela, the Eberster takes us out of Mitzrayim. Chodesh Iyar is the days of Sfiras Ha'Emu, and we're slowly working on ourselves. So he gives them a Pesach Sheni, Dafka, not some 7 days later, he gives them a Pesach Sheni, a Regal Bifnei Atzmoy, in Chodesh Iyar, when it's a new opportunity. And Bechlal, it's a new opportunity, and it's 1 day. It's not a 7 day Yontif. It's Yesh Koina Olamoy B'Shoa Achas. You're given that opportunity on Yudal Iyar to Poyel Ois, a Regal Bifnei Atzmoy, a new Bechina, that because you Taka asked for a Lomar Nigora, you're given that opportunity to be able to create, and maybe even be Oiker, the chorus of the first one, and be able to be Mashlim, the Inyan of whatever the Korban Pesach has to poil.